How's that for service? A primary care physician who's ready to look at your injury and even prescribe medicine via the internet.
It's more convenient for the patient. They can stay in their pajamas and, you know, they might never have to leave the comfort of their home.
Ralph Derrickson runs a Seattle company called Carina. He's been contracting for several years with Microsoft and Costco to provide on-call doctors for employees. This week, he's launching it as a service anyone can join for a monthly subscription or a one-time fee. Carina has 15 doctors and nurse practitioners on staff, including Dr. Ben Green. He says they can help decide how urgent a situation is, for example, with a cut finger.
Maybe you don't need stitches. Maybe it's a very superficial thing that a Band-Aid would work. With a webcam, we're able to actually look at that cut, evaluate it, and help you make the right decision.
The service should feel familiar if you've ever been on a web conference or done video chatting. You send an email or call by phone, and the company replies back with a link to a private web chat. Dr. Green demonstrated with a fellow employee who was homesick.
Push on your cheeks, right next to your nose, and push quite forcefully. Is that hurting you when you're doing that?
Yeah, that's pretty tender.
Okay. And can you do that above your eyes as well, in your forehead area?
Green says he'd ask the same questions about her sinuses in an office. Diagnosing using a webcam does raise lots of questions. In the last few years, they seem to have worked out the details, so companies are springing up all over the country with names like Teladoc and MeMD, and each version is slightly different. For example, MultiCare Health in Tacoma has a service just for pregnant women. They can have some of their routine checkups via webcam. Some insurance companies now include web consultation as a benefit. According to the American Telemedicine Association, you should only use services that list their doctors by name so you can check out their backgrounds in advance. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.